In the name of our one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. Today's gospel from John, it gives us what in many, if not most, translations of the English scriptures, or English translations of the scriptures, gives us the shortest verse in the whole Bible. Not in the version we read today, but in many of the versions, just simply, and it's helpful to have in your pocket when someone approaches you on the street and asks you to recite a verse. Really easy. Jesus wept. John 11:35. It was the go-to verse of many a child growing up the way I did, when you get quizzed on such things. Jesus wept. And I've said this before, in my opinion, it is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible. We're in the middle of a tragic scene, as we've just heard. You know, Jesus has this dear friend Lazarus, maybe really like a brother to him, and Lazarus has died. And in the midst of the death of his dear friend, the idea that Jesus wept, to me, is incredibly powerful. You know, again, I've said this, I think I even said this a few weeks ago, but I often picture Jesus being above the fray, you know, even of his own emotional and mental and spiritual. You know, he's got it totally together, and somehow, in my mind, which is weird, having it all together means the guy would be totally calm, composed, and collected at the scene of his friend's death. I think that's a cultural thing. That certainly is not how a lot of societies think of this, or a lot of people. And Jesus filled with grief. You know, Jesus experiencing the sorrow and him weeping, him sobbing. In the depth of that loss, it really speaks to me of the beauty and the truth of Jesus' humanity and of our own. Jesus was like we are, with our marvelous, and they are marvelous, and at times quite painful, human attachments and human emotions. And it is in his humanity that Jesus shows us who God is. It's not in his detachment from human emotions. It's not in his detachment from the human experience. It's in his joy, his very human grief, his life and his death. Through what we see of him in today's gospel, you know, his solidarity with those who are there, but not solidarity as being outside of it, him being right in there, and his empathy and compassion, his tenderness and friendship, and yes, even his deep sorrow. And this is the way Jesus offered himself to those around him. This is the way Jesus offers himself to us and to God's, to all of God's people. The way Jesus offers himself to God. And in that, he calls us to the same life-giving way. Not detachment, not these holier than thou, not some insane, pious behavior. It's in being human. I mean, essentially, no less human than we are, Jesus calls us to be saints. It may sound strange to think of ourselves as saints. Saints mean different things in different religious flavors. Saints mean different things across this wide spectrum of the Episcopal Church and the Anglican Communion. Different people think of sainthood in different ways. And yet I think we are. We are set apart for God's good purposes in this world. Not in what comes after this. Maybe, I don't know. It's in this world that we're called to be set apart. It's in this world that we're called to to allow God to make us the saints that God knows we are. In today's gospel, we hear of Jesus being present in the midst of death, transforming it. Of course, this specific gospel reading calls up maybe more questions than it answers. But we as saints are called to this as well. Through our own hope, our love, our self-giving, the things we see in Jesus today in the gospel reading, through us, God transforms situations. God can transform lives. I think of so many here at Grace who give of themselves to others in so many ways, like Jesus' healing love at the tomb of Lazarus. Our own saints enter places of need, even places of death and despair, and there is plenty of that. Physical, emotional, spiritual, environmental. Enter these places with a prayer on their lips that God would transform these situations with wisdom, healing, renewal. Maybe it's harder to believe this, I don't know, now than ever, as it seems so easy to slip into cynicism, to give it up, to as we continue to replay the same cycles of environmental destruction and destruction of people and racism, political upheaval. Maybe it is harder to believe this now than ever. And yet this is our belief, that God does use us, that God can transform us and can transform through us. And God's work accomplished through us as God's holy saints can be found in everything we do. So, I mean, those grand heroic gestures, maybe. But that's not sainthood necessarily. It could be being with a child. It could be teaching. It could be hammering a nail, tending a garden. We simply offer up all that we do to God. And it is through these things then that God heals, that God restores, comforts, that God blesses through us. It's no coincidence that today, All Saints Sunday, of course it was the first, but on our church calendar, not just Grace's calendar, but the Church Universal, it's transferred to this weekend. It's no coincidence that today we will, in just a minute, renew our own baptismal vows as members of the body of Christ, this family that we are following Jesus. It is in our baptismal covenant that we reaffirm our place in the communion of saints. Through those things that we vow to do, that we reaffirm that we will do, continuing in fellowship and the breaking of the bread together, proclaiming Jesus through our word and example, lovingly serving Christ in all persons, striving for justice and peace. We're not saints through some supposed perfection, as if that were even a thing. Not perfection the way we might think about it. We're not saints through our piety. That doesn't sound like any fun to me. We're saints because we offer ourselves to God, and we allow, we consent that God would make us who God says that we are, the way God created us to be. We are saints because we allow the loving presence of God in our lives to transform us and transform those in our midst. We are saints because God has said that we are, and I'm not going to argue with God. We are saints because God has set us apart to be God's healing and reconciliation in our community, in our church, because we need it too, and in our world. Amen.